In 1 John 3:2, John, beloved, could not help pondering on how privileged we are as believers to be called children of God. Apostle Peter explained the glorious implication of this in 1 Peter 2 verses 9 to 10. We are peculiar generations, peculiar generations. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, again to our program, Tax Moment with the Gospel. I am Bika Said Praise, and today we will be discussing a very important topic, titled Peculiar Generation. Source from our book, A Daily Devotional, Tax Open Heavens, authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Peculiar Generation. Memory verse, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1. Beloved, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Oh, as believers, we are peculiar generation. That is the generation of people who have given themselves to the seeking of God. Psalm 24, verses 1 to 6. A peculiar generation refers to those who have obtained mercy and thus have become solution providers and barrier breakers. They are unstoppable. My brother, are you unstoppable? Joseph belonged to this kind of generation. He could not compromise godliness and perfected loyalty to God and man, as we see in Genesis 39, verses 7 to 9. Joseph was wooed by Potiphar's wife to lay down with her. But what did he do? He never compromised. He still kept that love for God. He is a total representation of that peculiar citizen of that generation. We are peculiar generation, the generation of solution providers like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Was also a peculiar one. If you want to belong to this generation, you must be ready to seek the Lord even in the midst of ungodly people. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. He said, today we see people who treat the Bible as outdated literature. They do not see homosexuality, witchcraft, sorcery, and they don't see them as ungodliness. Some of these people even make light of Christ's teaching. They make jest of Christ's teaching. Beloved, if you belong to this peculiar generation, you must dissociate yourself from such people. Sometimes, though you may experience marginalization, the good thing is that members of the peculiar generation will remain unstoppable. Thank you, brothers, and I want you to make that decision to be part of the peculiar generation. Thank you for listening. Shalom.